Crabbin' with Grandpa, short story number 125 by Larry Vardaman. Fishing with your grandpa creates special memories, but crabbing with grandpa is unique. Relatively few kids get to go crabbing because the season is so short, and grandpa has to own a boat, have special equipment, and live near saltwater. Two of my grandsons joined me on a hunt for Dungeness crabs during a period in my life when all those conditions were met. I lived on Camano Island, north of Seattle, in great crab waters. Carter, my daughter Michelle's second son, came to visit for a week, and I took him crabbing with Jeanette, my wife. I broke out the life jackets, the crab pot, the weighted rope, a large bobber, and my boat, and headed to the launch ramp near our house. I backed the boat and trailer down the ramp with Carter in the boat and Jeanette standing on shore holding the bow line to keep it from drifting away while I pulled the trailer into the parking lot. I returned to the boat near the ramp a few minutes later to push off and start crabbing when Carter said, "Grandpa, is there supposed to be water in the bottom of the boat?" I replied, "Sometimes there's a little water that gets in from the rain. That's normal. Don't worry about it." I started to help Jeanette into the boat when I looked back to see Carter standing in about 4 inches of water. "Whoa, that's not right," I thought, puzzled why there was so much water in the boat. Then it hit me. I'd forgotten to put the drain plug in before I launched the boat. I looked at the oar lock on the back of the boat where I normally stored the plug when on land. Sure enough, there it was. I jumped into the boat and desperately attempted to lean over the transom and back and screw in the drain plug under the water without falling into the drink head first. After 3 or 4 tries, I finally got the threads to catch and screwed the drain plug in enough to stop the flow. By that time, there was probably 100 gallons of water in the boat, and the gunwales were less than 6 inches above the water outside the boat. I told Carter to crawl across the bow and get onto dry land. I went and retrieved the van and trailer and backed down the ramp a long distance into the water to allow me to get the trailer under my partially submerged boat. After some effort, I got the boat over the trailer and standing in water up to my chest to do it, I pulled the boat and trailer back into the parking lot. I unscrewed the drain plug and water gushed out for 15 minutes before the boat was seaworthy again. Everything was anticlimactic after that. We motored out into the sound, dropped the crab pot down to about 80 feet, and waited for an hour for crabs to locate the bait inside. We pulled the pot up twice with 6 to 8 crabs each time and kept 4 that were large enough. The day was a success, except when Grandpa got home. He was so tired he had a difficult time staying awake long enough to cook the crabs for dinner. A few years later, my son Daniel and grandsons Ian and Noah came to visit for several days. We repeated the same adventure, but without all the drama this time. Grandpa had become more proficient at launching his boat and had learned how long to wait before dropping the crab pot and pulling it out again to collect the crabs. We dropped the pot several times and between pot retrievals searched for geocaches around the north end of Camano Island. Geocaching was a popular activity in 2012, where you search for a stash of prizes in a logbook buried in a tree or underground and locate it using a smartphone. When you locate a cache, you select one of the objects others have left inside and replace it with one of your own, things like toy soldiers or gum or other trinkets. You also annotate the logbook that's placed in the cache with your name and date and comments. The objects are commonly stored in a waterproof container, but sometimes just stuffed into the crack of a tree. One cache we found was stored in a large plastic cat painted with an evil grin. I don't know what Daniel, Ian, and Noah thought, but the cat gave me quite a scare when I first saw him. We found and pillaged pirate booty at about a half a dozen sites along the shore. That day lives in my memory as one of the best times I've spent with my grandsons. I hope they remember it and treasure it as much as I do. We caught lots of crabs, but only one big enough to keep. One crab isn't big enough for a feast, so I dropped him back into the water to grow more. Maybe next time he'll be twice as big.